Governor Kasich wants to expand a program aimed at reducing Ohio's prison population. His budget proposal will take money from prisons and give it to counties to set up alternative community programs. WOSU's Odora Namigade reports the program would help thousands of low-level offenders avoid prison.
In her quiet country home in Wilmington, Stephanie Kirkpatrick's goal is just to stay out of trouble.
I have my Ohio State Cubs, my Ohio State...
Where'd it go? My back scratched.
Lifelong Buckeye fan has struggled with drugs since she was a teenager and spent 1.5 years in jail.
When I was in the fifth grade, you know how they had the DARE program? I won the blue ribbon for a contest. I'm the one that gave the speech.
Life as a methamphetamine cook and a heroin addict eventually lost Kirkpatrick custody of her 3 children, the push that she needed to seriously consider getting help.
I was actually wanting to get clean. You know, I had already taken the steps on my own. I had already went to mental health, gotten the SAMI program, started taking classes. You know, so he knew that this was something that I really wanted to do.
After relapsing in 2015, Kirkpatrick was supposed to be imprisoned for 18 months. But a month and a half into her sentence, Judge John Ruddick offered her a new alternative, drug recovery court.
Instead of sending folks to prison for these health issues, we're trying to advance a new treatment model in terms of dealing with it locally.
The Targeted Community Alternative to Prison program wants to fund more alternative programs like Judge Ruddick's court. The state gave Clinton County nearly $200,000 to help low-level offenders get back into the community.
I've hired a medical doctor who now gives us medical advice on how to best develop treatment programs for the folks who come before me in this category. We've hired an additional supervision officer. We've now implemented a software drug testing program.
8 counties are doing it right now. Governor Kasich's state budget plan would expand the program to 44 counties in the first year, half the state. Ohio's Director of Rehabilitation and Correction, Gary Moore, says 20,000 Ohioans entered prison last year.
A little over 4,100 are doing the lightest sentence we have under statute, the lightest felony sentence, felony 5, and the highest number of those folks are coming in for drug possession.
Moore says the program will help offenders and the state budget.
To build one prison and operate it for 2 decades cost $1 billion. And I'm not going to leave that legacy to the state. Now, the next person in that seat might say, well, let's just lock people up and do this. I won't do that.
The state would pay counties $23 per prisoner per day. Keeping someone in prison is $68 per day.
It probably wouldn't crush me because I don't think I could do this. I think I would have to step down. I believe so much. This is the right thing to do.
The program has its critics. Ohio Civil Service Employees Association President Christopher Mabe worries the loss of prison money will mean fewer guards.
I think any money that we divert away from the budget of DRC wholeheartedly will continue to cut back our staff. We'll lose more staff through attrition. Not through a layoff process, but as people retire, that's where we've lost most of them over the years.
He also says the $2 million going toward the pilot counties right now is not being properly accounted for.
If I were going to do this, I would have stringent accountability measures into what type of program in there would run. I would be compiling data on success or failure and structuring that into the process of the program.
Meanwhile, Stephanie Kirkpatrick's getting ready to graduate from drug court. She's been sober for 14 months.
April 28th, 6 o'clock.
An opportunity she would have never had without drug court.
I'm working now. Never ever thought I would be working. You know, I'm a convicted felon. Nobody in Wilmington hires felons.
Whether the alternative to prison program passes will be up to the General Assembly. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.